When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
We're going to shoot some guns. Now, we have here with us, we're actually out on an outdoor station, and this is an unusual outdoor station. Our guide here, JD, tell us what we're standing on.
We're standing on a 1940s grain truck.
It's a grain truck. It's an old, rusty truck.
Yes, sir.
And you guys have converted this into a shooting platform.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we're shooting out over the Elm Fork of the Trinity River.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And Junior, you're going to go first, right?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to blow stuff the hell away.
Okay, JD, what tips are you going to give Junior here for shooting this shotgun?
Shoot in front of the clay.
In front of the clay.
Don't shoot behind it. You shoot behind it, you miss every single time.
Okay. So does that mean I need to anticipate the flight pattern of the clay?
Well, since y'all are a sports radio station, it'd be like throwing a pass to somebody.
Ah.
You do not throw the pass at the person. You throw it in front of them so they run into each other.
Oh, them's fighting words.
Okay, I think I'm ready. Gordon, I think you're going to be surprised. I've practiced a lot since last year. I know it wasn't very good last year.
You have not shot a gun since last year.
But I think you're going to be really surprised.
Okay, Mike, you're back at our broadcast location.
Hey, guys, you look great from there. We'll be doing a little play-by-play here of Greg Junior Miller.
Yes, sir.
We'll be taking the first shot. You can hear the natural sound of the instructor.
Belly button facing that.
Talking with Craig.
Feet shoulder width apart. You right-handed?
Yep.
Take a half a step back with this foot here.
Craig, getting last-minute instructions.
Okay. Don't put your finger on the trigger yet.
Okay.
Now,
this right here goes right here.
The weapon is in place.
Close your left eye. Look right down the barrel right here. Do you see the top of this rib?
Yep.
If you see the top of the rib, move your head down till this is flat.
It's assuming what we call the Oswald position.
Good to go. Open your left eye. You shoot a shotgun with both eyes open.
It's unusual.
Do not
JD's
focus
standing
here.
Behind Junior
focus
with
on
his
the
arms bare hugged around.
Okay.
I have two questions. Two answers. If I put my cheek on the gun, am I going to break my jaw?
No, sir.
With the recoil?
No, sir.
Okay. Second question, did you give me some good hollow point bullets?
You bet.
Okay, good.
Okay, he's not using bullets nor hollow point anything.
You want your belly button pointing where you're shooting?
You bet.
Keep the gun off your shoulder joint. The gun goes here. The way you're standing, the gun should be pointed over there.
Okay, so line me up again.
Now turn the gun pointing where it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Let me have the gun. The gun goes right there.
Ah.
Oh, God, Craig. No, not that way.
Bend this knee just a little bit. Lean forward at the waist. Call it when you're ready.
Here we go.
Here he goes.
Pull!
It's in the air.
Oh!
Shot.
Damn it.
It seems to be intact. Ooh.
And swing, how'd I do?
A swing and a miss.
Hey, I need some better bullets.
We got to get a better shooter before we can get better.
Oh,
bullets.
The trash talk. It's heating up
I
over
like
here,
the
Mike.
Impromptu profanity from a suddenly you're competitive Craig Miller.
What
I like
I do
that.
What wrong there?
Was he in front of it, behind it?
You
where
shot
was?
Behind both times.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Okay. Did I wait too long? Should
no,
I?
No, I mean, okay. It doesn't matter where you shoot it as long as you have to be in front of it to shoot it.
Okay.
Or to hit it.
Craig shooting
right,
from behind yet again.
I'm going to try talking a little trash to the clay this time.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. Intimidate it.
Is that good?
You bet.
Okay. Pull. Get some, bitch!
And missed both times.
I feel like I was ahead of it there.
Uh-huh.
No? Was I behind it still?
JD, as he was trying to shoot that bitch, where did you see his wad being shot?
He was about 3 feet behind it.
Uh-huh. Oh,
really?
No. Really behind it. Anticipate more,
okay,
Junior.
One more. Let me try one more.
Okay, here he goes. He's loading it up. He's going to do it this time. So far, he's 0-4, Mike.
How can we
count him back?
All right, Mr. Clay, you need to ask yourself a question. Do you feel lucky?
There we go.
Here's a speech.
Feels pretty safe. Hey, Mr. Clay, did I fire 6 shots or only 5?
He's fired 4.
Now the instructor is mocking Craig. Is that a good sign?
Come on over.
Good. Waiting on you.
Do what?
I'm waiting on you.
Oh, okay.
They don't have a have any report.
Release the clay!
There it is. It's in the air. One shot. No.
Yo!
He got it!
Look at that!
Bingo! Wow.
Yes!
Yeah. Woo! He got that second one. He got it on that second shot.
You know it. Thank you, JD. Yeah, JD helped me.
We do know it.
You got to try again.
Oh, no. I want to end on a high.
No, he's going to end on that high. I'm going to shoot now.
So hey, did everybody see that?
Craig, let me do a little debrief with you. How are you feeling after showing that clay who's boss?
You know, I feel like a real man for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow. It won't last. Don't worry.
Where are you from?
Born in Amarillo, JD. We're all tough out there. JD looks skeptical.
All right, JD, I'm lefty.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Everybody was born right-handed. Only the greatest could overcome it.
That's right. You damn hell. Southpaw here. So is Mike Ducey, although he's kind of a fake left-hander.
JD's giving Gordo some bullets.
Because he writes left-handed, but he tugs right.
Same thing.
All right.
Point this where you're going to shoot.
I'm with you.
Gordo looks very comfortable with the weapon. Frighteningly comfortable.
When you're ready.
Pull.
Go in the air. First shot misses. Second. Oh, he got it. He got it.
Just like me, Gordo. You missed the first one. You got the second one. We're very similar.
You missed about 12 before then, though.
Exactly.
Gordo, you know what Mike he's doing? He's pretending he's at a sixth-floor window.
Here.
I could tell. He's got the the cases of books. He has the nest there with the cases of books that he's resting his elbow on.
Okay. Turn left on Elm Street.
Whoa. First shot. No. Second. Yes.
Very good. We're very similar. Always miss the first, hit the second.
Yeah, that's kind of our pattern.
Right.
We do that. That's a signature thing for us.
How many shots have you shot?
I've shot 4.
How many hits have you got?
2. Only 50%.
JD's
better. It's better than 2 for 6, though.
Yeah. You know, there was a very famous guy that went 2 for 3 back in 1963.
Who was that?
That'd be Lee Harvey Oswald. Pull that bitch!
First in the air. No. Second. Yes. So there is a pattern established here.
Yeah. He's 3 for 6.
So, JD, what am I doing wrong there? Since I'm only hitting 50%, am I shooting behind it?
Yeah, you're shooting behind it on the first one.
Uh-huh. Dang it. Dang it. What can I do to improve?
Come out and practice more.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, Mike, we can't get you out here, right?
How often do you shoot, Gordon? I mean, as in, you know, something like this
right
type of practice.
Right now, once a year. Okay. I'm not in practice very much.
That's very.
Me too, Mike.
I bet you can get the girls to come out here and shoot.
That's very impressive, Gordon. I think you look very natural with that. You look athletic. I'm serious. You almost look athletic with that.
Almost. What a compliment that is.
The way that you kind of crouch and bend as you're getting ready to shoot.
Athletic.
You know what's great about this is that we're shooting stuff, we're killing stuff for kids.
Exactly. Well, that's not their slogan here. It's more make a difference in a child's life.
Okay, fair enough.
Killing stuff for
kids.
Hey,
there's a bird right there. We need to get that.
No, that's a fake bird, and we're not shooting it. Mainly because there's a crowd of people right behind the target.